Hello, we're in a lesson for the Memorial Day of the Ari. We're going to be reading from the source materials. You can download these materials from Kap TV or Sviva Tova, and you can ask questions through our site.
We are speaking about the actions of the Creator and the created beings. The created beings have to implement the thought of creation according to the plan of creation and bring themselves to the purpose of creation. In that process, there is this chain of actions through those shattered pieces that connect to one soul, just as it was before the sin of the tree of knowledge, before the shattering of the soul. These parts that connect and unite are called Kabbalists. When they, between them, they're very different. These souls, those parts of the souls, the individual souls that cause the correction, one after the other, to that same shattering. And the souls are different, these individual ones, very different. And we see it from the writings of the Kabbalists, from their role, from the way they implement their roles. And we don't have any ability to change anything about it, to do anything, but only to study. The way the Kabbalists tell us about this chain of souls, so we can discern between souls that are more outstanding or less throughout this process of the correction from the soul of Adam Rishon, then the students, the 20 generations, so Abraham, then Abraham, Isaac and Jacob, Moshe, Yosef, David, so until our days, through Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Moshe de Leon, Rambam, all those great ones, till our days, which is through a very special soul that is the most precious to us, even more than Rashbi, even more than Bala Sulam, even more than everyone. It's the soul of the Ari. Why? Because this man opened the wisdom of Kabbalah for us. Without him, the rest wouldn't come to us. That's why for us, as the users, the ones, the receivers, he is the most important. From him and onward, the wisdom of Kabbalah started developing, started adapting it to our time. And that's why today we see ourselves close to redemption, specifically thanks to the Ari. Obviously, there's the work of the Baal Shem Tov, the work of Baal HaSulam and Rabash. The Baal HaSulam was similar to the Ari more. Rabash was more similar to Baal Shem Tov. And before that, obviously, Rashbi above all of them, with the light of Gemara Tikkun that helps and pushes and pulls everybody to Gemara Tikkun. But obviously, the Ari is a very important point in our history. That's why we appreciate him greatly, what has came to us, or what the Creator through that soul has let us come close to the purpose of life. Also, according to his life, we see that what's going on. It was a very special soul. It operated for about a year and a half in the north, north of Israel, and that's it. Not before it. Then he died, and it was enough to awaken with his soul, with his actions, to awaken a great light in the world. Through him, the light shined as surrounding light to everybody and gave a great push for generations to come. And also his life, also his actions, also his group, also what remains by from passing mouth to mouth and in writing, it is all very concealed, very vague. But whatever happened, we see that more souls came, like Baal Shem Tov and Baal HaSulam, and they are continuing his path in a faithful, powerful way. So let's read something in honor of the Ari, which is his memorial today, his Yahrzeit. This evening we have a meal for him, a Yahrzeit meal. And we'll feel as much as we owe that soul, that through it the Creator was concerned about bringing us the wisdom of Kabbalah, how we have to receive its message and keep going too. Please.
Quote number 2 from the introduction of Malchut to the Gate of Introductions. There's no generation where special men of Zgula are not found, upon whom the Holy Spirit rests. And Elijah the prophet reveals himself to them and teaches them the secrets of this wisdom. And in each generation, the Creator wondrously showed us his mercy and enlightened us by the remnant which the Creator calls out in each generation, as well as in this, our generation, the God of the first and the last. He has no left Israel without a Redeemer, and was jealous of his land, and showed mercy to his people, and sent us a city and a holy, a teacher filled with study and knowledge and with seminaries and saying in the managing of the matters of Genesis and all. He was clear in the knowledge of the trees and the angels, and knew the chokhmah of the wisdom of the Partsuf mentioned in the Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai in the portion, and you shall see. He knew the deeds of men who have done and future to do. He knew the thoughts of people prior to executing them. He knew the future and all the present matters of the land and all that was sentenced from above. He knew the wisdom of incarnation, who's new and new and old, and where that man is, and where his soul depends upon what in the upper, and the Adam HaRishon, the lower one. He knew the flames and the lights. He would look and in the eyes of the righteous souls of the first ones and the latter, and would engage with them in the wisdom of truth, and recognize the smell and scent of man and all his deeds. All the wisdoms that were mentioned were as placed in his lap, and at any time, without having to isolate himself and investigate them. And my eyes saw and no other scary things that were not seen or heard of in all the land from the days of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai until now. And he attained all of this not through the use of practical Kabbalah, because there is great prohibition in using them. Although this was all from himself, through his special study and engagement in these years and years of work in the old books and the new ones, and he added his work and his purity and holiness by bringing Elijah the prophet, who would be revealed to him always and talk to him mouth to mouth, and taught him this wisdom.
Well, that's a bit for the Ari, what we can... That's from his student, his only student that is really called his student, the Rav Chaim Vital. Yes.
Verse number 3, Baal HaSulam, the introduction to Panim Meirot Masbirot, item 8. Come and see how grateful we should be to our teachers who impart us their sacred lights and dedicate their souls to do good to our souls. They stand in the middle between the path of harsh torments and the path of repentance. They save us from the netherworld, which is harder than death, and accustom us to reach the heavenly pleasures, the sublime gentleness and the pleasantness that is our share, ready and waiting for us from the very beginning, as we have said above. Each of them operates in his generation according to the power of the light of his Torah and sanctity. And our sages have already said, you have not a generation without such as Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Indeed, that godly man, our Rav Isaac Luria, troubled and provided us the fullest measure. He did wondrously more than his predecessors. And if I had a tongue that praises, I would praise that day when his wisdom appeared, almost as the day when the Torah was given to Israel.
This is how Baal HaSulam appreciates the Ari. It's as Moses, as the day the Torah was given to Israel, that what the Ari gave to the people of Israel. Well, this is Baal HaSulam knows how to appreciate this. We see how, till this day, who really heard about the Ari, who's really studying him? What can you do? We're still not in a state where we even want the people of Israel doesn't want to acknowledge that it's in shattering and owes the correction. Yes.
Good morning, Rav.
Good morning.
Rav, first of all, the previous verse, what is practical Kabbalah? Isn't it what we do? That's like in practice, practically.
I don't know. I don't deal with it, so I don't know. It's all kinds of remedies that people used to really believe in it. Today, nobody believes in anything. Today, you know, it's nobody cares about anything. Give me a hookah pipe, and that'll be good. And back then, there were many confused people. They were in a search for divinity, how to come closer to it on one hand. And they thought and wrote a lot of books and things about it. That also the wisdom of Kabbalah is something that Kabbalah engages in all kinds of mysticism. And tell me, what is a red string? What? What is that? That's not idol worship. What is it to kiss some statue? Somebody built something from marble or cast or stone or whatever. And you come and kiss that form he built, meaning you give that stone some forces. But people believe in it. They treat it not like art. They think it has some kind of spirit in there, that when you touch it, you heal, or maybe you become sacred, you get forces of blessing and success. There's a lot about this. People, according to our psychology, we have to be connected to something higher, greater, more secure, if I don't have anything like that. So at least in this...
So what, to kiss statues? Who's that interest? Who's interested in that?
Who's interested? To you.
Who cares about that?
You think you don't kiss idols?
No, not in such a way that you described it.
So in other forms, it doesn't matter. You still do it. Until we don't become the slaves of the Creator, slaves, that then you are completely annulled towards bestow, that is disconnected from receiving, disconnected from the will to receive, that you can't, nobody can come, nobody can scare you. I don't know what fulfillments that you can't, that they can't tempt your will to receive, not from the minus, not from the plus, nothing. Till then, you're still connected to what? Idols. So it's not marble, it's not something. It's still called an idol, a statue. Yeah.
So what do we need to do with this? What practical Kabbalah? It's practically what we're doing here. No, it's practically. And God forbid, it's not what you said.
That's not, our lesson's not the practical Kabbalah. You can say it's a remedy, yes? The remedy of Sgula of Torah and Mitzvot. What does that mean? Torah is the light that reforms and correcting our desires one by one in order to bestow is called performing a mitzvah. Performing a mitzvah. Yeah. That's what I was told once, that we want all of Israel, all the Jews, to keep Torah and Mitzvot. I was silent. I just shut up. Because for me, Torah and Mitzvot is what I just said. For them, Torah and Mitzvot is to sit and study Gemara and do what's written in Shulchan Aruch, in the prayer book. Meaning, in this world. Give it to the guy next to you. Yeah, I just wanted to ask Rav, I don't really know how, but... For me, for us, you're the greatest.
Well, let's hope that for the time being.
More than all the Kabbalists.
Well, it's like a baby, a little child, thinks that his father is the smartest and the strongest. When you grow up, you'll recognize that really I...
That's the question. How can I appreciate Vyari? I can't...
How to appreciate the Ari through Rabash and Balasulam? They're all nourished from him. Of course, everyone is nourished from Rashbi. And everyone is nourished from Moses. But... And they're all nourished from the Creator, from the upper force. But through those souls, those... Partially, it comes through those parts to everyone. How does the world advance? Now, technologically, and all kinds of philosophies, and medicine, everything in this world. How do we advance? Also, through those souls... Through those souls, as much as the light comes down to the world and spreads amongst everyone, that's how the world advances. That's why the world feels that we are dependent on those, and they're not supplying enough to us. That's why there's anti-Semitism. It all comes through those souls. Also to us, if we want. But it's already the reforming light, and it is already clothed already in the upper light, but it's also those regular lights. If those souls weren't there, from Adam HaRishon onwards, the world wouldn't develop. Humanity would be in development like animals. Only kind of multiplying a little, or maybe at the same form remaining. Because even procreation and multiplication is dependent on that reality. And that's it. Everything comes only in order to bring us to correction. If it weren't for those souls that bring us the reforming light, then also humanity wouldn't develop, not in technology and not in economy and not in culture or in anything. That's why there's general hatred towards Jews. Look at what they bring. People feel that from there, seemingly, there's some giving out of forces, something that's supposed to be supplying us, but it's not enough. What do we have from this? So the moment we develop, therefore, there's abundance. There's some good times, great. The moment there's not, immediately, who do they blame? Soon we will feel this. The world will enter into a big, serious crisis, and then we will feel how we hear our, the whole state of Israel in the world will be like a ghetto. You'll see. Yes.
It looks like all the chain of the Kabbalists constantly gave some kind of expression to a certain degree of the upper light. Abraham, Moses, even Baal HaSulam. Now we're speaking about the Ari, the wisdom of the Partsuf, and Baal HaSulam took it and gave it even more of an expression. Rabash, you give it to us. We, as the last generation, what do you expect as a Kabbalist from us in bringing this wisdom even to the next stage of expressing it, of this divine light?
I expect us to realize our role all the way to the end, that we will reach the end of correction, meaning we, the end of correction meaning that all of humanity, it can easily, only through our work. That's it. But for humanity, there is no problem. We can't say that they're ready or not ready, because that's the matter. Meaning this is the system that you can put like the socket inside the outlet, and they're gone. They're in the end of correction.
You say that we should write a lot and make the message more simple. And
yes, because by that we're first of all doing what Baal HaSulam says about dissemination that we should do, both to Bnei Baruch, to the people of Israel, and to the whole world. We must do this. He writes that the dissemination to the masses must precede even our correction, that we can't reach the correction of the world without the world knowing what it's advancing towards and how we need to do that. But the main thing is for us to nevertheless be worthy of being connected to the upper force and from there to receive the light in order to spread it to others. We need to work in two ways, and that split, we don't understand how to order it yet. Where on one hand I need to be connected to my friends and to invest all my forces in the group. And the group needs to be so stabilized in such a way that we will reveal the Creator, the upper force. But on the other hand, it's also, that's our Galgalta Einayim, in our Achab, which we are connected to all of humanity. And we can pass on to them all of this light in the right way, the suitable way. That's why Baal HaSulam says we need to write books and disseminate the wisdom of Kabbalah in the avenues of the masses, etc.
So the work we do in the ten and the group, the ability to attain that depends on our ability to explain it.
Also, because if not, why are you doing correction? What, for yourself? Even that you're doing it in the group? So for the sake of the group? So you're nevertheless closing it. You, in order to pass on all your intentions to the Creator, you can do only if you go all the way to the end. There has to be, this chain has to be closed from its beginning to its end. Okay? Next. Yes, but in short.
Until the Ari supposedly wasn't allowed to even look at the Kabbalah.
Yes.
So what's so special about his method?
No, not special, but the Ari symbolizes for us a new era that our world starts to have souls come down to. That's why I'm saying to come down to our world, but there's no choice. We don't have any other form to talk. That in our world start to appear in souls that already belong to the correction. And the closest one to him is Baal Shem Tov, who sorted, organized all the corrections. And after him, already all the greatest of the Hasidism, because they put as a goal at least the degree of Chesed, the first degree, Katnut, Galgat Einayim, and then already Gadlut. So the Ari symbolizes for us a new stage, as until the Ari was the period of the exile, and from him onwards begins the degree of the period of correction, even the end of correction.
Can you not study according to the Ari's method today?
There are people who still maintain their grip onto Ramak, even such people. And I used to know them. I don't know who of them are still alive. They were very old, but there was a big group in Tel Aviv that studied according to this method of Ramak. And when I spoke to them, I said, but Bala Sulam, they say, okay, Bala Sulam, okay, Ari, but we're in our own. Like that. They were very old. That was in 1980 when I was searching where to study. Even before that, maybe 1978. And that's where I spoke. I entered into them. I heard how they're studying. I didn't understand much at the time. I also can't say about the form of study or anything. But I didn't feel a tendency, an inclination to connect with them. It's everything according to the root of the soul. Nothing can help you. And when I came to Rabash, after maybe 10 such places, the click was immediate. So that's how it is. Each according to the root of his soul. Yes.
Is there something special about celebrating a Memorial Day of a Kabbalist? Does it help us advance in the 10?
There's a need for us to remember that our spiritual forefather, our main spiritual forefather for the method of correction is the Ari. Yes? With us, in the Kabbalist, he is accepted as the foundation. If it weren't for the writings of the Ari, the wisdom of Kabbalah wouldn't be today other than the Zohar, where it's just for the sake of virtue, a remedy. But where's the intellectual, emotional development? In what way? Where's the building of the worlds, the sin of the tree of knowledge, all those explanations of his? There's nothing. It all stems from what he scrutinized, what he discerned. Yes.
And what from that memory?
Not the memory. From his verses we learn. The light that that appears in this world, through him this world expands and spreads and even comes to us and to everyone. The Kabbalists don't operate just on those who study the wisdom of Kabbalah. These are the sources of light which are in our world. And like that, around them, the surrounding lights expand in circles. Closer, more distant, each in accordance to how much he can connect to them. Either internally or in the form of the surrounding It's certain that if I receive some light, I receive it through Rabash, Bala Sulam, and the Ari. And the Ari, of course. Yes? It's clear, yes. In the evening, we will meet more and read and study. Here we have an abundance. Well, but let them be. All kinds of this is what Bala Sulam writes in Shamati, that the Holy Ari was the Messiah, son of Joseph. This is why he could reveal such wisdom, since he had permission from the revealed world. So, what can you say? The Messiah, son of Joseph. What remains beyond that? Just to extend what he has done onwards until the Messiah, son of David. Yes, sweetie.
I wanted to ask this question. We're going into the second day of their random 10. I wanted to ask about the times we connect during the day. First of all, it's a miracle itself that we can all gather, each one from his own place, to connect. But I feel, at least me, that it could be a lot stronger than what it is.
3 days?
Yeah.
Yeah, 3 days are commitments already. One day we learned how to disconnect. Now we're going to learn how to connect.
So what I'm trying to understand is how to take advantage of our day, the times we connect in our virtual conversations on Zoom or...
As much as I heard what you talk in the middle of the day, I think that you need to hear verses more than that. What is there to talk? What can I say more than what the Kabbalist says? But I want to hear them. Meaning you need to prepare yourselves. So if I have the privilege to say something to them, to my group, then I give them some short verse within half a minute maximum, no more than that, even less. And in it, I want to shine to them something important, so it will come to their heart, and for them to be impressed by it, and an impression will remain in them until our next meeting. So I need to remember, what do I have? What did I talk? Meaning, what did I read? What did I hear in the lesson that I can, that's close to the lesson, it's best, it's better. Where from there I can bring some verse from there. And that blah, 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 each doesn't know what to say. And really doesn't know what to say. What do we have to say? We need to hear from them. That is something that each of us needs to prepare.
So each one comes to this meeting with some kind of quote?
A quote. No more than a minute. You talk like that. 10 minutes. 1, 1, 1, 1. We are impressed by that. Enough. If you read some 2-3 sentences, 2 lines, it takes you 15 seconds. And a few more words if someone wants to say, and like that, onwards. Do a round, and by that you'll be connected in your feelings and under the hat, the covering of the Kabbalist, and that will be good. I recommend that. Let's see. And tomorrow, give me an answer. And you will send me a link. What?
Me?
Who? Why him?
So, this evening we're celebrating the Memorial Day of the Ari. At 5:30 p.m. we're going to meet here for a lesson. Between 5:30 to 6:30. 6:30 we will have a meal. So again, 5:30 to 6:30 lesson, 6:30 to 7:30 meal. All of the details about the schedule will be sent to everybody.
Yes. Let's hope that within an hour we will finish from 5:30 to 6:30. It could be that maybe another 15 minutes, half an hour. You're not traveling yet? You're not leaving yet?
Giovedì.
Thursday.
Thursday.
Daily task?
But what?
Alex, can.
Yeah, Alex.
Alex, yes.
No.
I thought you wanted to talk about Europe.
So short period of time.
Of Ari and the group of Tzfat.
And on the other hand, it's so huge influence that in the Siddur on Friday evening, the ceremony, it's from this group of Tzfat. So how is it possible?
We'll talk about that in the evening. That's really... We will enter into that atmosphere, so we'll understand what happens there in the evening. Ask that in the evening. Yes, what else?
I just wanted to ask, because a lot of the friends, when we gather in the day, they're in all kinds of doing all kinds of things, and nobody can really read a quote to the other friends. So what does that friend do that can't read the quote?
Have someone else read it in his place. And he can respond, but somehow there needs to be participation, but around the words of Torah. Okay? Succeed and?
Daily task. Daily, Rav, please correct us if we make a mistake. The daily task is we have recommended times throughout the day in the meeting, 11:30 and 5. Each 10 has a Zoom, so each friend prepares a short quote from study materials or something and reads it to the friends in their virtual meeting throughout the day, and you can also write it. Your impressions in your diary. So, you are welcome to watch the lesson at 5:30 p.m. on Cobb TV. Thank you for all the TV viewers. Have a good day. Introductory lesson to the wisdom of Kabbalah. Before the next campus course today in Modi'in, you are welcome to come to the lecture. Details on CUB, COIL, or our toll free number. All is one. Kabbalah Congress in Europe, in Rome, Italy. You are all welcome. For more details, eurocongress.info. Thank you and good.